The surprise order gave the legislature until 5:30 today to indicate whether it might redraw the state's political lines to address constitutional challenges brought by Democrats and a Latino group. Presiding Judge J.P. Stadtmuller cited a recent Supreme Court ruling that concluded redistricting is best handled by legislatures and not courts. The reaction to the ruling by lawyers and plaintiffs from both sides was remarkably different. Attorney Daniel Kelly, who's defending the state, said the ruling did not indicate the maps have problems.
It was unusual. We expected to start trial this morning. So we're looking at the implications of the court's ruling. But we're heartened to know that the court sees how important it is for the legislature to have the decision how the maps are drawn.
But former Democratic seat Senator Judy Robson, who's one of those suing over the maps, was smiling on her way out of the federal courthouse.
Yeah, I think it's a big victory already because he's asking the legislature to redo it because it was done poorly and it was done without behind closed doors and it was very gerrymandered as well.
As to whether Republican leaders would take the judges up on their offer?
I don't know if they will. They would have to admit that they've done something wrong.
Robson said that was unlikely given Republicans' track record this year. She was planning to be back in court for oral arguments tomorrow morning. Assembly Speaker Jeff Fitzgerald and Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald had no immediate comment on their next step, although their plans should be made public later today. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.